ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं भवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्री धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्पर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः नमो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
सो सी वि वोंट् डु दि आल् दि चाण्टिङ्ग् फ्रम् द बिगिनिङ्ग् विल् गो टु वि आल् डन् यस् छन्दसाम्
आवहन्ति वितन्वाना कुर्वाणाचीरमात्मनः कुर्वाणाचीरमात्मनः वासागंसि मम गावश्च वासागंसि मम गावश्च अन्नपाने च सर्वदा अन्नपाने च सर्वदा ततो मे श्रियमावह
ततो मे श्रियमावह
लोमशां पशुभिः सह स्वाहा
लोमशां
पशुभिः सह स्वाहा
सो टिल् हियर् आवहन्ति आन्वर्ड्स् लोमशां पशुभिः सह स्वाहा सी फ्रम् लोमश दिस् आवहन्ति आन्वर्ड्स् the mantras are meant for the performance of ritual. And even though I told you this whole anuvaka introduces two sadhanas, two disciplines, one is a japa sadhana, japaha, another one is a performance of ritual, which is a homa sadhana. Even the performance of ritual also is one of the disciplines. It's a worship, at the same time it's also a discipline, it's a preparatory discipline. So from avahanti onwards, the mantra is for performance of ritual. The whole yes chandasam, you know, it's meant for japaha. So wherein the student is praying for antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naischalyam, he asks for mental purity and steadiness, and also the physical health and the walk tapas, isn't it? He prays for protection in relative and absolute way, isn't it? Absolute protection and relative protection. He is praying for wisdom. Mainly he is praying for good power of intellection in those mantras. Later on, the mantra from Avahanti onwards, he is praying for wealth and prosperity. I told you, the mantras, even though they meant for performance of ritual, the prayer contained in the mantra is for prosperity. And he asks for gavaha, cattle wealth, he asks for woolly animals, he prays for lots of clothes and he prays for abundance of food and water, all those things. You know, and he mainly prayed for the wealth, acquisition of wealth which he doesn't have now, and the wealth which has been acquired, and he prayed for preservation of wealth, the expansion of wealth which has acquired, and the wealth which has been acquired and expanded, and he wanted to stay for remain forever, everlasting wealth. Kurvana vitanvana na achiram kurvana vitanvana, and also what no vitanvana kurvana, he prayed for that wealth. So prayers for prosperity. And the same Homa mantras continued, and wherein we saw the student was praying for the future students. I told you, once you gain jnanam, you don't keep jnanam only for yourself. In order for that knowledge to become not extinct, for the knowledge not to become extinct, it has to be perpetuated, it has to be, for which he has to be preserved, for which he has to teach many students, and to be able to teach many students, he should have many students also. Then in that prayer he said, O Lord, may students come to me. Ayantu. Ayantu means may come. That A has to go with the Yantu. Okay? Yantu. Amayantu. Quickly we see and then we'll go ahead. Okay? Amayantu brahmacharina swaha. Amayantu brahmacharina swaha. Vimayantu brahmacharina swaha. Charina swaha, pramayantu brahmacharina swaha,
pramayantu brahmacharina swaha,
damayantu brahmacharina swaha,
damayantu brahmacharina swaha,
shamayantu brahmacharina swaha,
shamayantu brahmacharina swaha,
vashe jane sane swaha, yasho jane sane swaha,
yasho jane sane swaha,
Shreyan vasya so sane swaha,
Shreyan vasya so sane swaha,
samabhagap tamtva bhagap pravishane swaha,
tamtva bhagap pravishane swaha,
samabhagap pravishaswaha,
samabhagap pravishaswaha,
stasmin sahasrashake,
stasmin
sahasrashake, nibhagaham,
nibhagaham,
twayim raje swaha,
twayim raje swaha,
tasmin sahasrashake,
tasmin sahasrashake,
nibhagaham,
nibhagaham,
twayim raje swaha,
twayim raje swaha,
yatha pav pravatayanti,
yatha pav pravatayanti,
yatha masa aharjaram,
yatha
masa aharjaram, evam mam brahmacharinah,
evam mam brahmacharinah,
dhatarayantu sarvataswaha,
dhatarayantu sarvataswaha,
prativeshosi,
prativeshosi,
pramabhahi,
pramabhahi,
pramapadyasva,
pramapadyasva.
So here ends the fourth anuvakaha. So from there, after that, so Amayantu onwards, the student is praying for the future students. May students come to me. Ma ayantu brahmacharinaha. You have to remember the meaning of the word brahmachari. Any unmarried bachelor is not a brahmachari, but the brahmacharis are unmarried bachelors. Those days. Even the students, in any country, student is unmarried. Student means as a school-going, college-going student. One becomes a student the whole life. And that's a different thing. But as a student, there's a stage called student stage, isn't it? No, that's why I told you, Brahma here means Veda. Brahmachari means what? Chari means charati. One who lives a life in keeping with the stipulations, the rule, you know, the injunctions, the teachings of the Veda, enjoined by the Veda. He is the Brahmachari. Brahmachari means a highly disciplined student. Why he is disciplined? Because he lives his life in conformity with teachings enjoined by the Veda. That's why he is called Brahmachari. Brahma means Veda there in that context. The word Brahma has many meanings, should not forget. Veda is Brahma. Parambrahma, absolute reality is also implied by the word Brahma. And Ishvara, or sometimes he says Sagunam Brahma. So you have to remember these terms. In which context it means what? Brahma, something big, also we say Brahma. Brahmandma Rindacha Sadhana. Brahma. So you have to remember. So Brahmachari. So here, Mam Brahmacharanaha Ayantu. And later on, he said, what sort of Brahmacharis should come to him? There we have Vi Ma Ayantu, Pra Mam Ayantu, the Ma Ayantu. Like Ma Mayantu has the same meaning. Brahmacharanaha Ma Mayantu. Even you all would have learned Sanskritam nam. Brahmacharanaha Mam Ayantu. May Brahmacharis come to me. But which sort of Brahmachari should come to me? First we saw V. And the V stands for people of varied interests. Different interests. Students of different interests means who are interested in Bhagavad Gita, interested in Upanishads, interested in Brahma Sutras, interested in Prakarna Granthas, interested in also other Shastras, so that I can teach everything I know. They can share Jnanam. So V stands for people of different varied interests, subjects, interested in varied subjects. Then Pramayantu means Pra stands for Prajnavantaha. The people of sharp intellect, highly intelligent students should come to me. That the more intelligent the student is, the more he will be recognized later on. The more he is recognized, the more as a teacher I'll also be recognized. So may I have more and more highly intelligent students coming to me. Okay? Like children who come from Indian IIT institutes, and here sometimes one student of Prabhu came here to do his PhD, and he did his postdoctoral fellowship also here. And because of his intelligence, his professor in IIT Chennai was recognized later on, and he was brought here to Imperial. Because seeing the student, okay, really, sometimes the students are more intelligent. He's very bright, amazingly bright child he was. And now he's gone back to Chennai as a professor again. And now what I'm saying, sometimes the interest, more the students are intelligent, and the more their teachers also, oh, who is your teacher? Isn't it? They have this song. That's why this student is praying, Pramayanta Brahmachare Naswaha. May students of very sharp intellect come to me. Then later on, Pra, then Da. Damayantu, Da stands for Damaha. The students who have, you know, really disciplined sense organs. That means what? Who have mastery over senses. If people have mastery over senses and organs of actions, that means they can be more focused. So people who enjoy good concentration come to me. They're interested, but concentration is zero, means they can't listen anything. People of good concentration come to me. And some people who come to me or have good concentration, but attention span is very less. So students who come to me have good attention span also. That means they should have mastery over mind. So to have good concentration, they should have mastery over senses. To have long attention span, you have mastery over mind also. So he says, that is Da stands for Damaha, Sha stands for Shamaha. So may students who have Shamaha and Damaha come to me. How does he say? Damayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Brahmacharina Swaha. Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha. Then, so may those ones come to me. Thereafter he says, Yasho Jane. Now he says, may I become, O Lord, may become very well known. Yashaha Jane Asani Swaha. Jane, among people. Yashaha, that Yashaha means fame. Here Yashaha should be taken as famous. May become very famous among people. See, this mantra is meant for performance of ritual, offering oblations. What he is praying for? Yasho Jane Sani Swaha. Yasho Jane Sani Swaha. Have you finished this portion already?
Yes.
I am repeating it because it's very simple, doctor. You can also make it up. So, Yashaha Jane Asani Swaha. Asani means may I become. May I become who? Very famous, very popular teacher among the people of the society. Because people in different fields are best doctor, well-known doctor, well-known scientist, well-known, the people of well-known barrister, well-known lawyer, well-known solicitor, like that well-known. So people of different professions some people become very well-known in their fields. Like that, may I be the most well-known among the people in the society. So, Yashaha Jane Asani Swaha. Then, Shreyan Vasya Sosani Swaha. Shreyan Vasya Sosani Swaha. Vasyas means rich people. Vasyasaha Shreyan Asani Swaha. Asani may become greater than the rich people. How can I become greater than the rich people? I am richer in terms of knowledge. Not only in terms of knowledge, may become richer in terms of prosperity also, wealth also. So they may become richer than the richest. May become richer than the so-called rich. May become richer than the richest people. Vashyasaha means rich people. Vashyas means rich person. Vashyasaha Shreyan Asani. May be richer than the rich people. I should have lots of wealth that I be able to have the infrastructure required for running a gurukulam. I have money, I can share this knowledge. I'm not going to the explanations, you know, I have already told you the meanings. This is a simple meaning. Then, Yasho Shreyan Vasya Sosani Swaha. Shreyan Vasya Sosani Swaha. These two sentences are very important, following sentences. Tam Tva Bhaga Pravishani Swaha. Tam Tva Bhaga Pravishani Swaha. You know, Lord, why am I praying to you for all these things? Ultimately, what is it I want is jnanam, knowledge. So, that's why, how does he ask for jnanam? He Bhaga, O Lord, He Bhagavan, Tam Tva Aham Pravishani Swaha. Aham is not there. May I enter into you. May I merge in you. So I told you already, whenever the prayer for may merge in you, enter into you come, you should know very well there's no way of merging or becoming one or anything. Already you are one with Ishvara. This prayer implies, O Lord, even though I am non-separate from you are non-separate from me, but still the seeming difference between you and me, the seeming distance between you and me, there's no real physical or time distance, you know, spatial distance or time distance between us, time-wise distance between us. The distance is caused by ajnana duram only, isn't it? Ajnana jatam duram only. This distance is caused only by ignorance. Therefore, please remove the ignorance which really causes the distance between you and me, and thereby help me discover myself being already one with you, non-separate from you. That's the meaning. Tam tva bhaga pravishani swaha. Pravishani swaha. Sama bhaga pravishaswaha. Sama bhaga pravishaswaha. So first he said, may I enter into you? Then he said, O Lord, please enter into me. How can Lord enter into him? Lord also cannot enter into him. These two sentences imply what? May you help me discover that I am already, you are not away from me. Please help, bless me with the knowledge that I am already non-separate from you. This is the prayer implied in these two lines. Thereafter, he says, we saw the meanings, Tasmin sahasrashake,
Tasmin sahasrashake,
Nibhagaham,
Nibhagaham,
Twayim raje swaha,
Twayim raje swaha.
Hey Bhaga, O Lord, the knee should go with Mrije, Nimrije, you should become Nimrije, Nimrije, Aham, Twayi, Nimrije, Swaha. O Lord, may I dip in you, may drown in you, may remain soaked in you. Okay? And how can I remain soaked in you? Remain soaked in you means what? May remain, means Sahasra Shakhe. See what happens, I told you river has many branches, like that here also, the whole Jagat is manifestation of Ishvara. Every Rupam that you see is Ishvara's Rupam only. Ishvara has no Rupam, but every Rupam, every form is Ishvara only. Therefore, any one Rupam is one manifestation of Ishvara. Just as river has many tributaries, so also Bhagavan has, every Rupam is Bhagavan's manifestations. All the manifestations are, you know, innumerable, countless tributaries of Bhagavan only. Therefore, in any one form, you can invoke Ishvara. Just as you can get into any river and washed off, get your dirt washed off, physical dirt. Similarly, you can invoke Bhagavan's grace in any one of the manifestations. Okay? And still invoke, and then still you can get your impurities of the mind washed off. Is it clear now? That's why, how can you get your impurities, mental impurities washed off? By remaining associated with Bhagavan. Remaining associated with Bhagavan means what? Being able to live a life in conformity with the values. How can you live a life in conformity with the values? Only if you are emotionally very strong. How can you be really very strong? You have to have abundance of grace. How can you have grace? You have to relate. You should be able to relate to the Lord. How can you relate to the Lord? Only by being worshipful and prayerful. How can you be worshipful and prayerful? How can you relate to the Lord first of all? Because that means you can't relate to the Lord if you cannot invoke Bhagavan's in given form. Why? Because Bhagavan is the whole. He is also which is inclusive of you. Therefore, as long as you need to pray and worship, you need to relate to the Lord, you need to have a symbol which stands for Ishvara. Okay? And where should you go to in search of the forms? Which form should I go in search of? A whole Jagat is Ishvara. Take anything. You can take a tree, you can take a snake, you can take Ganesha, you can take any more. That is why I told you already, our houses are all full of pictures. Why? Because we have, river can have as many tributaries as possible. So also you can invoke Bhagavan in any of the manifestations. There is no particular, this is what Bhagavan is. Hey, there is not such thing. All that is there is only Bhagavan. Therefore Bhagavan is not anything here. Others, a whole is Bhagavan. But any one given thing can become a symbol wherein you can invoke Ishvara. But he says, how can I get my impurities washed off? Only by remaining soaked in you, God. How can I remain soaked in you, Bhagavan? How can I drown in Bhagavan? Only by invoking the grace of Bhagavan. How? In any one of the manifestation forms. Is it clear? It's a beautiful prayer. Even for that, you need Bhagavan's grace. Avantaral, our Arulal Avantal Patri. Even to remain soaked in Bhagavan, even to be prayerful and worshipful, one needs Bhagavan's grace. See, Upanishad emphasizes prayer so much. You see the beauty of it. Even the same Upanishad tells you, in Jnanam, the prayer will come to an end. In Jnanam, the worship will culminate in Jnanam. But until Jnanam, it is for a human being to live his life properly, in the way it has to be lived, in order to be, that it contributes for the accomplishment of Jnanam, for which one needs Bhagavan's grace, so the prayer is a must. So he says, tamtva bhaga pravishani swaha, sama bhaga pravishaswaha, tasmin sahasrashakhe nibhagaham tvahim raje swaha. So having said that, so he bhaga aham tvayi nimrije. Remember, the knee has to come to mrije to get that meaning. Unnil naan moohi irupenaha. That is the literal correct meaning. Unnil naan aalndu irupenaha. You know, one Swami really even mentioned this term. In Tamil language, in Vaishnava Acharyas are called aalvargal. Aalvargal na Bhagavanathil aalndu irukkiravargal. Those who remain engrossed, means what? The mind remains engrossed, immersed in Bhagavad Smaranam. They're called as Aalvargal, Tamil word. Okay, so here also, may I remain aalndu irupenaha. That's the meaning. Okay. So, yeah, then, again he's praying for the students. How should the students to come to me? When the students come, there should not be any disturbance. Now, I had to go in search of students, go to Ilford, go to Watford, find one person, talk to Dr. Shiva Jemma is not coming, please ring her. I had to search for students. But whereas the student is praying, when students come to me, how should they come? Yatha, yatha, pav pravatayanti, just as water flows towards the slopey region. What struggle the water has to flow downwards? Just like that. Yatha, apaha, pravatayanti. Pravata means, ipadi. Na, sariva irukkiradam. Sarivan idathil vellam eppadi odugirado, anda madri vegamaga students should come to me. My students come to me. You know, come to me like the water flowing downwards in a slopey area. Then, yatha masa aharjaram, every month just time passes very quickly, and every month, January, February, March, April, every month flows very quickly towards the new year. Aharjaram means samvatsaram, year. Just as months flow towards the new year, so also my students come to me very quickly. So beautiful, isn't it? Yatha masa aharjaram, masa aharjaram, evam maam brahmacharinah, evam maam brahmacharinah, evam in this manner, brahmacharinah, maam ayantu, my students come to me. He dhataha, dhataha means what? Dhatarayantu. Dhatarayanto. Dhataha is a vocative form of dhata. Dhata means protector, sustainer. Therefore, dhataha means one of the ways of, you know, addressing Bhagavan. He dhataha, O Lord, brahmacharanaha, maam ayantu. My students come to me. From where? Sarvataha. There is no mention of any discretion. Okay. Only women should come to me, men should come to me, only Indians should study. No. Anybody, whoever wants to study this Shastram, they can come to me from all sides. Sarvataha, from all over. My students should see Veda had a prevision of what is happening. May all the people come to me. Okay? Whoever wants, the teacher said, Sarvataha, brahmacharanaha, maam ayantu. Ella idangalum should come to me. Then he says, Prativeshaha asi, Prativeshosi, Prativeshosi. O Lord, you are the Prativeshaha. Prativeshaha means, I told you, the home for resting. The home where you can go and rest and relax is Prativeshaha. Like that, the only resort where you can relatively relax and where you can discover your absolute relaxation also, the Lord. There is no other abode for relaxation, for relative and absolute. For both, Bhagavan is the only relaxed place of relaxation. So, Prativeshaha Asi, I told you last class, I explained to you how when you enter into the house, you feel relaxed right from the beginning. When you open the door, vanga, 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 somebody should invite you like that. That itself is nice, isn't it? Daughter's voice you can all hear. Then that is the welcoming. Then you feel good when you enter into the house. After you enter, you sit there, then have a cup of tea, and you go to the toilet, available there, everything must be available, then you feel very good. That is a real home for resting, isn't it? But you can't sleep here, okay? In the sense, the guest house means you go and sleep also, isn't it? I'm just saying. So, Prativesha literally means a rest house. So, oh Lord, you are the only refuge for us where we all can go and have relative and absolute relaxation. Prativeshaha. Then he says, and the Prama Bhahi. That pra should go with the bhahi, then you get the verb prabhahi. Prabhahi means, may you reveal thy swarupam to me. Mam prabhahi, may you shine for me. You are already there as very me, but still you remain covered. So may you reveal thy swarupam to me. Prama bhahi, then prapadyasva. Mam prapadyasva. The pra again should go with the padyasva. Ma prabhahi, ma prapadyasva. Prama bhahi, prama padyasva. Ma means to me, towards me, for me. But pra should go with prabhahi and prapadyasva. Prapadyasva means, O Lord, please reach me. How can you reach me? In terms of jnanam. In terms of blessing me with jnanam. Bhagavan can never reach you. He is already you. Understand? You can never reach Bhagavan because you are already Bhagavan. Only thing is, what is that? The relative differences are there. The relative difference between you and Ishvara, that is there. But what is relative difference is mistaken by you for absolute difference. Is it clear now? Therefore, this absolute non-difference has to become clear to you, wherein you can resolve the relative difference. For O Lord, please reveal thy swarupam to me and please come to me soon. Don't make me wait for you. That's the prayer. Prama bhahi prama padyasva. Prama bhahi prama padyasva. Okay, iti chaturtaha anuvakaha. With this, the fourth anuvakaha consisting only of prayers. So we can say, Medha Kamaha. Medha Kamaha means the one who is desirous of this Medha Shaktihi. Medha Shaktihi means what? Grahana Dharana Shaktihi. Do you all remember? I mentioned this at previous class. No, not previous class. That previous class. Grahana Shaktihi and Dharana Shaktihi. The capacity to absorb, understand and to retain is and also assimilate is called Medha. And so Medha Kamaha means one who is desirous of Medha Shaktihi is Medha Kamaha. For him, the mantras are given and those mantras are for repeated utterance. No, Samendro Medhaya Asprunotu. One more Medha. Samendro Medhaya Asprunotu. Samendro Medhaya Asprunotu. Samendro Medhaya Asprunotu. If you really are serious about Medha Shakti, then pray like that. Repeatedly do the japam, you will get it. You say Medha Kamasya, Medha Mantraha. Okay? Medha Pratana Mantraha. Then Shri Kamaha. Shri Kamaha means what? If you are desirous of acquiring wealth, then what now? Avahanti vitanvana kurvana chiramatmanaha vasagam simamagavascha annapane cha sarvada. If you ask for cows, don't worry. Bhagavan will not send you lots of cows and look after the cows. You will get lots of milk, okay? Red cap will go and blue cap will come in. That means you will be free from cholesterol and you can drink. Feel free to drink also. Like that we have lots of milk. Now, what I'm saying, you will be blessed with abundance of prosperity, right? Prosperity. So, that's what, then, Kurvana onwards, you have to chant it repeatedly. But that person is, these mantras meant for Homa, but still, if you don't do Homa, offer something, but Bhagavan, you can chant, no problem. Thereafter, if you want to become a teacher, then you can also say what? Ama yantu brahma cha. No, I don't want to become a teacher. You don't need to become a brahma teacher. If you cannot become a teacher, at least support the institutions which are involved in spreading this wisdom. Okay? And here I told you, the student, not that he wants to become a teacher for the sake of name and fame, but he wants money, he wants name, he wants popularity, Everything is for dharma, for jnanam, for the perpetuation of dharma, for preservation of dharma, so that the knowledge is handed over to. Always the Vedic culture had great concern for the future generation, because that's why they gave so much of importance for preserving this, so that it can be, the future generation also can benefit by this wisdom. That is why he wants all these things are all for what? What is money for? Dharma, dharma samrakshanartham. What is dharma for? Jnanartham, for knowledge. What is jnanam for? Mokshartham. What is moksha for? Hey, that is my purpose of living this very life. Okay? And what is money for, name for, popularity for? All that I want in life is ultimately for dharma, and dharma is for jnanam, and jnanam itself is moksha. Is it clear? Therefore, this is how the whole system is here. Now we are entering into a new anuvakaha. Panchamaha anuvakaha we are entering.
Bhur bhuvasu variti va. Yetas tisro. Vyahrutayah. Bhur bhuvasu variti va. Yetas tisro. Vyahrutayah. Tasamuhasmai, tam chaturthim, tasamuhasmai, tam chaturthim, Mahachamasya Pravedayate, Maha iti, Tad Brahma, Sa Atma, Anga Anyanya, Devata.
Here, in this fifth paragraph, fifth anuvakaha, Upanishad introduces a second upasanam, second meditation. Earlier, you have learnt, you understood a samhita upasanam, meditation upon different devatas, for which the symbols were combination of letters, known as samhitas. Do you remember that? Yeah, samhita upasanam. But now we are going to do, this is called vyahruti upasanam. Like samhita upasanam, now the second upasanam mentioned here is what? Given here is vyahruti upasanam. And vyahruti upasanam means what? Now we can understand, when you say samhita upasanam, samhitas were taken as symbols of objects of meditation. Like that now, vyahrutis are taken as symbols for objects of meditation. Isn't it clear now? The symbol is vyahruti. Remember what is symbol in Sanskrit language? Alambanam. Alambanam upon which you invoke something much subtler and much abstract and much bigger, which you cannot conceive within your mind, isn't it? So here also, so what are the objects of meditation, we'll see later on, but what are all the vyahrutis that are taken here as symbols? Okay, so here the vyahrutis, now we say there are three well-known vyahrutis. What are they? Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. भूर्भुवस्सुवरिति वा येतास्तिस्रो व्याहृतयः. व्याहृतिः इज अ सिंग्युलर वर्ड, व्याहृतयः प्लूरल वर्ड. वै प्लूरल? तिस्रः. दिस् तिस्रः मीन्स् फेमिनिन जेंडर वर्ड फॉर थ्री. ओके, तिस्रः. इफ यू सेड नो त्रीणि मीन्स् थ्री, त्रयः आल्सो मीन्स् थ्री, तिस्रः आल्सो मीन्स् थ्री. वै तिस्रः? बिकॉज फेमिनिन जेंडर. अंडरस्टैंड आई एम गेटिंग? सो तिस्रः मीन्स् थ्री. सो तिस्रः व्याहृतयः. थ्री व्याहृतीस्. वाट आर दे? भूः, भुवः, सुवः. And these three Vyakritis, you know, we've already seen these three syllables are say known as Vyakritis. Why? Brahma, I told you, Brahma intellectually churned all the Vedas. That means what? He unlaced all the three Vedas, Rig, Yajus, Sama. And he wanted to have the essence of all the three Vedas, Rig, Yajus, Sama. And from each Veda, I told you already this, but I'm repeating it today. And from Rig Veda, what is the essence he has extracted from the Rig Veda? Tatsa Viturvare Enyam. First line of Gayatri Mantra is what now? Has been extracted as the essence of the Rig Veda. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Have been extracted from Yajurveda. Okay? I mean, it stands not extracted from there. It is take not extracted from. It is as an extraction of. An essence of the Veda. Okay? Then, Bhargata Dhyo Yona Prachodayat. That sentence stands for an essence of the Samaveda. So, for three Vedas, three lines of Gayatri Mantra become what now? Mantra actually become the essence of the three Vedas. Then we wanted to make it much, you know, again more condensed. Then what? The three lines also have been reduced to what? Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Okay? Therefore, essence of the Veda have been condensed into three lines of Gayatri Mantra, and three lines of Gayatri Mantra have been condensed to what now? Into Bhuh, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, three Vyakritis. These three Vyakritis again have been condensed to Om, Akara, Ukara, Makara. Is it clear now? Bhuh, is clear or not? This is why Bhuh, Bhuvaha, Suvaha are these three Vyakritis. And then, why it is called Vyakriti? I'll tell you. Vyakritihi has many meanings. We'll see two, three meanings here. V-A-H-R, Vyahr, Vyahr means to utter. So, Brahmana Vyakritani iti Vyakritayaha. Because when Brahma really analyzed all the Vedas, and again when he condensed the Vedas, three Vedas into Gayatri, three sentences of Gayatri Mantra, again when he analyzed, he condensed that into what? Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. Oh, this is the essence of the three sentences of Gayatri Mantra. Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. He uttered. Because these were uttered by Brahma, no, the sacred utterances of Lord Brahma is said to be Vyakritihi. Vyakritihi means utterance. One meaning is utterance. Uttered by whom? Brahma. For Vyakritihi. And another meaning is very interesting meaning. That's a more important meaning for me. Vyahru means to destroy. Papani Vyahranti iti Vyakritayaha. If we develop, if we take them, if you meditate upon these Vyakritis, definitely analyze the meanings of Vyakritis, they destroy your sins, papams. Also, how? By blessing you with the sharpness of intellect, by blessing you with the knowledge, they not directly killing, isn't it? Therefore, Vyakritihi also means the destroyer of punya papas. So, utterance is one meaning, another meaning is destroyer of punya papas. And not only that, the Vyakritis are so famous. In Karmakanda, Vyakritis are very much used. In Jnanakanda, Vyakritis are very much used. In Upasanakanda, Vyakritis are used. They made use of everywhere. So, Vyakriyante Sarveshu Karmasu. No, that means what? They are used. Vyakriyante also means what? Prayujyante. They are made use of. They are used often. Suppose you do say anything without Vyakritis, even before Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhurbhuvasvaha, then you start the Gayatri Mantra. Isn't it? Gayatri Mantra has begun with Bhurbhuvasvaha. Then you say even before you eat, every day you're supposed to. We don't do that, but in India the culture is there. Before you eat the food, you are before you offer it to Bhagavan also, before you say prana swaha, apana swaha, before you offer the food also, you do the parishechanam. Parishechanam means what? Having the water in your hand and keep cook the food, keep it in front of Bhagavan, then take water, invoke the Gayatri Mantra, chant the Gayatri Mantra to cleanse the water first. Why? The water should become sanctified and cleansed, not to be sprinkled upon the food. So the food becomes sanctified. Then it becomes offerable to Bhagavan. Do you get what I'm saying? So, you will have noticed me doing many times in pujas. I don't know whether you noticed it, but I used to do it. So, what we do, we offer, even in our own food before we eat also, we take the water and we do parishechana, means just you sprinkle the water around the food. Then what do you chant? Om Bhurbhuvasvaha. So, this Bhurbhuvasvaha are quite often used in all these different disciplines. I mean, in all the khandas. Therefore, they're quite popular. Therefore, because they are often used in every part of the Veda, in karma khanda ritualistic part, Bhurbhuvasvaha are used. In upas meditation, they are used. In jnana khanda also, they are used. Therefore, they're quite often used. Therefore, they are called Vyakritihi. Vyakritihi means that which is used again and again. You know, often used. And that which is uttered, utterance. One meaning is utterance. One meaning is repeatedly used. One meaning is the destroyer of papani. Sins. Okay? Vyaharanti papani iti vyakritayaha. Therefore, we say here, these are the Vyakritis. And these Vyakritis, he says, there are three Vyakritis. Why only three Vyakritis? There are many Vyakritis. But these three are the essence of the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra is an essence of the three Vedas. Everybody should remember that. Om Bhurbhuvasuvaritiva Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha Iti Yengindra. Thus, Tisraha Vyakritaha, three Vyakritis are there. Then, he wants to add one more. And not only three, we have many, but three should be understood separately. Why? Because they stand for the essence of Gayatri Mantraha. Then, Tasa Mohasmai, Tasa Mohasmai, Tam Chaturthi. Thim, tam chaturthim. So, then tam chaturthi. Chaturthi means fourth. Chaturthi means nangavadai. Chaturthim vyakritim. The fourth vyakriti also was added later on. Tam chaturthim vyakritim. Vyakritim. Tasa means what? To those. Tasa means to those three Vyakritis. Or along with those three Vyakritis, one more got added. Okay. Which is the fourth one. Tasam to those. And the nangirkum. And the moon road koda. To those three Vyakritis, which have been enumerated in the first line. The fourth one also got added. Chaturthim. Okay, and then he said, tasam, then u-ha, they're all just, they're simply added here. They say, they're going to talk about the u and ha, do not give any specific meaning. They add, actually, they only tell you the tell you the connection of the parampara. What is the connection of the parampara? We are going to see later on. So the fourth vyakriti also got added later to these three vyakritis, which are the essence of, which stand for the essence of the Vedas. And who added the fourth vyakriti? The fourth vyakriti is called Mahaha. Say that now. Mahaha. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Three vyakritis. Essence of the Vedas. We stand for essence of the Vedas. The fourth vyakriti is called Mahaha. Say now.
Mahaha.
There are so many other vyakritis are also there, but we understand this now enough. Mahaha is one more vyakriti he added. And this Mahaha was revealed to the Rishihi. Who was the Rishihi who had it revealed to him, Mahaha? His name is Mahachamasyaha. Say now. Mahachamasyaha is the name of the Rishi. Mahachamasya pravedayate. Mahachamasya pravedayate. See, Mahachamasyaha. Say now. Mahachamasyaha pravedayate. Pravedayate means reveals. Reveals. But there we have to take the sma from the previous sentence, add with the pravedayate sma. Mahachamasyaha pravedayate sma. Have you found that the sma is in the previous sentence? Ha u sma. The sma has to go with what? Pravedayate sma means it gives you past. Whenever with the present verb, if you add a sma, it will give you present, past continuous meaning or past perfect tense meaning. So pravedayate sma means had it revealed to him. Who? Mahachamasyaha pravedayate sma means Mahachamasyaha, the Rishihi Mahachamasyaha got this Mahaha fourth vyakriti, got it revealed to him, and anyway, he revealed to us. Is it clear now? Mahachamasyaf pravedayate. Mahachamasyaf pravedayate. So Mahachamasyaha. Mahachamasyaha is the name of the Rishihi, like Ramaha, Krishnaha. Mahachamasyaha pravedayate sma. So he got it. So he says, and the uha. So yetam chaturthim vyahriti chaturthim tasam. We have to add, okay, this fourth vyahriti got added to the three vyahritis. And who is the revealer of this fourth vyahriti? Mahachamasyaha. What is the fourth vyakriti? Mahaha. And why it is called Mahaha, fourth vyakriti? Because it was revealed by Mahachamasyaha, therefore it is known as Mahaha. Understand? And why this man is called Mahachamasyaha, ha, etc. are added there, now to talk about the greatness of the parampara. Because Mahachamasyaha is name, like Rama is called Dasharathihi. Know why? Dasharathasya putraha Dasharathihi. Janakasya putri Janaki. Isn't it? Mithila, a woman of Mithila is called Maithili. In Sanskritam we can form such words. You know, naming people after the father, after the mother, after the place. Like that. Then you know. Like that, Mahachamasyaha means son of Mahachamas. Mahachamasyaha is son of Mahachamas. Why should you talk about the Mahachamas here? This man, you know what his origin name was. He is called Mahachamasyaha. But we are not talking about Rama, we are talking, when you say Dasharathihi, is it clear? Like that, your father also is brought in here. So Mahachamasyaha, when you say, Upanishad wants you to know who is this person, son of Mahachamas. That is the idea. It wants to talk about the his background. And who? What is the word Mahachamas means? Maha means big. And Chamasaha means any spoon is Chamasaha. Ladle is Chamasaha. And Mahachamas means man of big ladle. Man of big ladle means what? He is a big gulper of food. In this country, man of big spoon means one who eats a lot. Isn't it? In India, man of big spoon means one who performs, offers oblation so much, one great performer of rituals. And the greater the person is as a performer of rituals, the greater he must have been contributing also. No, but means he is highly worshipful person who pleases devatas, who respects Vedic culture a lot. Not that he must have been a distributor of food also. See, every time we perform a ritual, in keeping with the offering of oblations, you have to feed so many people also. You can't eat one person, okay? You can't have big Chandi Homa and ask one person for Bhiksha. You call the whole village for the Bhiksha, okay? And cook, have a big tent. If you have big Yagakunda one side, you should equally have a bigger, you know, tent where you cook food and have a much bigger tent where people can be fed also. That is why in all of our temples, even Lewisham, people haven't gone, please go and see other people I'm talking about. Any temple you go, there is a dining hall and there is a kitchen and where food is distributed. The puja means food must be there. Only then prasada must be there. Then worship, temple, everything becomes interesting, isn't it? Without food and now, what is this? So food is so important for us. I tell you, when that's true, isn't it, doctor? We always immediately run to, after puja, arati, people just think of food afterwards, before the arati. At least for, no, prasada, the distribution is so important for us. Abundance of, that means that person must be highly rich also. Not an ordinary person cannot do all those things. So Mahachamas means not man of great ladle. Man of big ladle is called Mahachamas, and his son is Mahachamas. He is not an ordinary person. See his background. He, his parentage. He, see his lineage. That rishi, how disciplined he must have been if he came in that tradition. So he must be, that is why he must have been, he was a great rishi, man of great knowledge. He had great tapasya that he could get it revealed to him. So he could reveal this also to us. Therefore, Mahachamasya pravedayate. So, Mahachamasya is the rishihi who had this Mahaha actually added to this three Vyakritis. So now we got how many Vyakritis totally? Four Vyakritis. Now these four Vyakritis are taken as alambanani for our Vyakriti Upasanam. Again, as I told you already, these meditations presented here are for understanding, not for practicing, because they are meant for the students of Vedic times. But still, understanding itself is so beautiful, isn't it? You will see that. Then, Tad Brahma, Sa Atma, Sa Atma. Here you had to be very careful in the sense. The word Brahma literally means what? Not literally. Brahman always implies reality, the consciousness, isn't it? But here, Brahma means very big. What is big here? This Mahaha Vyakritihi is the four Vyakritis, when you take it for meditation, this Mahaha Vyakriti is the great Vyakritihi. Others are not, we don't say others are not great. The great Vyakriti is Tad Brahma, means that Vyakritihi Mahaha, revealed by Mahachamasyaha, added to these three Vyakritis, is the great Vyakritihi. That's all. Why it is great Vyakritihi? I told you, the whole country, when it is represented by a flag, then the flag becomes so revered because of what it stands for. Is it clear now? Always a symbol representative is respected in keeping with who he represents. A representative is coming from America, means suppose Obama's representative comes here, means this government receives him so well, respects him, not because he is ordinary person. He is ordinary person, minus if he is not representative of Obama. Isn't it? If he comes as a representative of Obama, then they receive him properly. Is it clear? So, whom you represent makes you big also. Similarly, this Mahaha Vyakritihi is Brahma. Brahma means what? No, here don't take it as a Brahma, it's something big. In this context, Brahma means Tad Brahma, means that is great. Why it is great? Because it represents something which is the most superior, or something which is great, big. Therefore, the Tad Brahma Sa Atma. Atma means here again what now? It is all pervasive. In this context, the word Atma should not be taken as self. Atma should not be taken as reality. But here Atma should be taken as the literal meaning of the word Atma, all pervasive. This Vyakriti Mahaha is big, and Vyakriti Mahaha is all pervasive. Okay, he's talking about, he added Vyakriti Mahaha later on, then he talks about the Vyakriti Mahaha. It is big, it is great, it is all pervasive. Tad Brahma Saha Atma. That is all pervasive. Why we say here? See, when you take something, the whole thing, that which is important is called Angi. Angi. And the other subordinate aspects become Anga. For example, head is the Angaha, Angam, one part. Hands are Angani. Legs, thighs are Angani. But what is the Angi here? What is that these are all added to? Becomes the Angi. The tongue is the Angi. Legs, hands become Anga. Head, hands, legs become Angani. Trunk is the Angi. That which keeps all of them together. It's called Angi, Angani. So now, Angi, Angani. One becomes Angi. The rest of the rest become the Angani. So here we have to say this. The Devatas meditated upon these four Vyakritis. What are the four Vyakritis? Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha are the Alambanani, are the symbols upon which we are going to invoke or meditate the different Devatas. Listen what I am saying. So those Devatas which are meditated upon these Vyakritis, one is Angi, other three will be Angani. Okay? The Angi Devata will be meditated upon Mahaha. Angani Devatas will be meditated upon Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Is it clear now? See, the four Devatas, listen to me carefully again. The four Devatas will be meditated upon four Vyakritis. And the Angi Devata, the important Devata, and there also other subordinate Devatas. The main Devata, subordinate Devatas. Take it that way. Four Devatas will be invoked upon four Vyakritis. One Devata will be what? Main Devata. Other Devatas will be subordinate Devatas. The main Devata will be invoked upon. When you put four chairs on the stage and you bring the chief people who are going to sit on dais, and one chair will be very special. No? The biggest donor will be given the most comfortable or big chair. Sometimes you bring other politicians, you also bring swamis, And you give separate chair for Swami and then other chair is Sasana. A minister comes, the chair is different, isn't it? Always we see the chairs also, like similarly here also, there are four Vyakritis. And who are the devatas who are to be invoked upon? And the main devata is called Angi Devata. The subordinate devatas are called Angani. Why? Anga Devata. Anga Devata 1, Anga Devata 2. Anga means what? Angani. So who is the devata who is invoked upon this Mahaha? Angi Devata is meditated upon Mahaha. Rest of the all Anga Devatas are meditated upon Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. We have not yet seen what are those devatas. I'm only talking about which devata, Angi Devata, is meditated upon Mahaha. Anga Devatas are meditated upon Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. Therefore, here also, in Vyakriti Upasanam also, just as we had four Alambanams in Samhita Upasanam, in Vyakriti Upasanam also, we have four Alambanams. What are they? Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha Mahaha, four Vyakritis. Upon which we are going to invoke four Devatas. Of the four Devatas we are invoking, one is called Pradhana Devata, other Devatas are called subordinate Devatas. The main Devata is invoked upon Mahaha, other Devatas are invoked upon Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. Is it clear? Okay, I think we have a small break. Go have tea and come.